See, I'm good with Bible school songs. I actually thought that was our Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John song.
Okay, yeah.
That's a classic. So Pastor Tess is in because it's Bible school time. So I think that I remember every single song from Vacation Bible School.
Really?
I think so.
Father Abraham, was that one of the
he
ones?
He had many sons, and many sons had Father Abraham, and I'm one of them, and so are you.
But let's all praise the Lord.
Right arm.
Left arm. Right foot.
So good. I've Been Redeemed is a killer.
Yeah.
That's a classic Vacation Bible School song. And then, of course, the Old Testament books and the New Testament book songs are good. And, you know, when I was in college, the Old Testament book song that I learned in Vacation Bible School got me through a semester of Old Testament.
Beautiful.
Because it's the only way I can remember anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the Begats, I passed the test. I didn't ace it. I didn't make the dean's list. But that little song, see, the things you learn in Vacation Bible School stick with you forever.
We are equipping people for the rest of their lives, and you know?
Here I am. I'm going to be 50 this year. Mm-hmm. And I remember every song from Vacation Bible School.
I don't know if I remember every song, but you're more musical than I am. But I do remember a few of them, including one that was like, "Do not be afraid. God is with you."
You know
and
what?
So I would sing that whenever I got afraid when I was little because God was with me. You
there
know?
You go. So it's Vacation Bible School time at Harrisburg United Methodist
Church. Yes, the countdown is on.
What
we
a cool
start
theme
next
this year.
Monday, the 22nd from 9 to noon. It's Monday through Friday at Harrisburg United Methodist Church, 123 South Main Street. And we are doing Snowball Mountain Challenge.
So good time of the year for that.
When it's hot outside, we'll be playing with ice and pretending like we're skiing and sledding. So if you've gone by the courthouse and seen our church, we have little snowflakes out on the yard to help get the hype going.
This is so cool. This is so cool. So everybody's welcome. When I leave here at my getting off time, I may just come over and hang out.
Yeah.
Because I want to see Fellowship Hall, church, and yard full of kids.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
Vacation Bible School is the best.
We have a QR code that you might be seeing on flyers around town. If you go to our website, hardinsburgumc.org, there's a place where you can click to register online. But, of course, walk-ins are welcome.
Sure.
So if you don't know what next week looks like, you can just show up when you're able to and bring your kids.
It's good to register. Y'all know what the snack situation is
right,
a little bit better.
Yeah. So. But we're ready. We're prepared for a fishes and loaves moment. If we get 5,000 kids that show up, we will make do with what we have.
Well, if that happens, just text your buddy across the street and I'll start filling the station wagon up with something.
Beautiful.
We'll make it work.
Goldfish, absolutely.
We'll make it work. You know, my golfers love gold. They know that my cart is the snack cart when we have home games.
Okay.
And I'll go out, and they know. They're like, well, here comes Paul.
Where's Paul?
We know there's the water cooler, and we know that he and his sister supply us with all these snacks. And what's funny is they'll go through, like, they'll start with, like, the gummy nerds and all the things they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And then they get to what Sis sent, all the healthy things, and they find that they like those just as much.
Yeah, they're good.
Like, have yourself some organic apple leather. Get, you know,
that doesn't sound very appetizing to me, but I'm sure.
It's so good. It's just a fruit roll-up.
Okay.
It's just a hippie fruit roll-up. It's a Whole Foods fruit roll-up. But, yes, Bible school, and I think about, and you know I've talked about this before, I think it is such an important part of just a fabric of rural culture.
Absolutely.
And I say that because I've never lived in a non-rural area. I'm just a rural guy. But Vacation Bible School is such a huge deal here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an opportunity in the summer for me to be with kids that I didn't go to school with.
Yeah.
That I didn't see all the time. Mm-hmm. And I still have some of my favorite friends I made at Vacation Bible School.
Yeah.
All these, you know, 40 some years later.
Yeah.
Here we are still texting, still hanging out. And so not only do the songs and the lessons stick with you, the people you surround yourself with stick with you. And I think
Absolutely.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And
we have ages up from pre-K to sixth grade,
okay.
But then if you have children that are older than that, they get to be an assistant or a volunteer. And so if you've got kids that span across the age range we have, bring them still, and we have a place for them. They
I
want to
be
with
the little ones. That's where y'all are going to put me.
With the little ones?
Yeah.
Because you want to play in the kitchen and you know, with the plastic fruit and whatnot.
Absolutely. We've been playing with a lot of plastic fruit at my house lately.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
We're learning our, it's helping us with our colors and how to pronounce things. So
yeah.
Bobby's saying lemon like a champ right now.
Not
bad for 14 months old.
No,
you know,
not bad.
Knowing his fruits and his animals. And, you know, we're working on colors are great. So, and I cannot wait for him. I was thinking about that. I'm like, probably mm-hmm. not this year.
Not this year.
But it won't be long until it's Bible school time for him.
Yeah.
And with his personality already, he's going to be a little
star
Bible
of the
school
show.
Rock star.
Yeah.
He's going to love it. So, and he'll sing with you.
Good.
So much fun during the day, which I think is, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because how long do you think the kids were out of school before they said, I'm bored?
Yeah.
How many minutes do you think they were home before they said
it? Depends on how long they had their tablet, you know?
Just got a text from one of my best friends from Bible school. See? So my friend Jeremy just texted me, great memories from Pisgah Bible School, buddy.
Ah, love it.
We, you know, that was a little, that's the oldest Baptist church west of the Alleghenies.
Mm.
Interesting. Beautiful. Yeah. Have you been down there?
I don't know if I have.
Somebody take Tess on a Brett County tour.
I've been on many Brett County tours. It's just, we've got a big county, so it takes a little bit. And I know people that have been here for like 50 years are still from off. So I know that I've got, it's a losing battle for me to try to be a local.
We're going to take you where you need to be though. Somebody needs to take her down to Pisgah because it's a history lesson.
Mm.
Revolutionary War graves there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's good stuff. You should watch the rattlesnakes.
Okay.
My mom and papa used to mow that. They'd volunteer to mow the churchyard. And the rule was I could go with them, but I had to play on the porch or around the bell because rattlesnakes.
Wow.
Rattlesnakes and yellow jackets.
Ah,
summer fun. In Kentucky. Feel almost like you're back in Texas, don't you?
Yep.
So I'm so glad you're here. You all are up to all kinds of stuff. Bible school is really just scratching the surface on all the cool things that are going on at Hardinsburg United Methodist. You have a place for people to belong.
Mm-hmm.
You do fun stuff.
Yeah.
For the right reason.
Mm-hmm.
You all are all the time getting together and eating. And fellowship, I think that we learned through COVID how much we need that. We need to sit with other people and break bread and visit and have fun. So
I feel like we talk about this almost every time I hear.
So
just
important.
The importance that God has made us to be a people with other people. He did not make us in the singular to be alone in this world, but that God is in community with God's self, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we are supposed to be in community with each other, and a deep community where we might be indivisible with one another because we care so much about our neighbors.
Absolutely. I think you all are doing a fine job making an example of that. So next week, Monday, Vacation Bible School.
Yes, 22nd through the 26th. And then if you want to mark your calendars, on July 19th, that's a Sunday, from 4 to 6, we're doing a family game night.
Oh,
and
fun.
If you don't have a family, let the church be your family, but we're going to play some games and we're going to have an ice cream bar so you can make your own sundae.
It just keeps getting better. You just keep sweetening the pot. Just making, what a deal. What
absolutely.
A deal.
We don't have organic fruit leather at Hardinsburg United Methodist Church, but we do have a sundae bar.
I'm liking around some of that for you. But, you know, I say this all the time, but y'all are such wonderful neighbors. We've always had such a great relationship. You know, that church has been a big part of this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just, thank you for taking time to come in and visit and hang out.
Yeah.
We love it. And I hope that I hope it is so crowded next week.
I'm so excited.
I hope that 11 o'clock you're texting me going, please get over here. The good thing is, working with the kids, I've been vetted in every way.
Yeah,
it gets harder to volunteer all the time, but I'm going to keep on doing it.
Yeah, and our volunteers, you know, they're hard and true. A lot of them are retired teachers. I worked in children's ministry while I was in seminary, and so my previous VBS, we had 100 to 200 kids.
Wow.
So I can handle it. Bring them.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, bring your wildest kids. We will have a place for them, and they will be so loved and know how much that God loves them too.
Fantastic. Pastor Tess, you're the best. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We love our friends at Hardinsburg United Methodist. You come back as soon as you can.
Absolutely.
All righty.